Hey, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really leaning into the incredible dedication of clinical teams. You know, those folks working in crazy fast environments where, well, every second feels like it's ticking away.
Absolutely. High pressure is an understatement.
It makes you wonder, in a place where time is always a factor, how do you genuinely show appreciation when literally every second counts?
It's a fundamental challenge, isn't it? And one that's, well, far too often overlooked amidst the sheer intensity of clinical operations.
Right.
And this isn't just about being nice, you know. In healthcare, recognition is absolutely critical. We're talking boosting morale, improving retention, which is huge in this field, and fostering a truly resilient work environment. When people feel seen and valued, especially under that kind of pressure, it just makes a profound, tangible difference.
To their ability to keep going, really.
Exactly. To continue delivering high-quality care.
That's spot on. And that's why this deep dive is all about exploring creative, efficient, and deeply thoughtful strategies. Ways for leaders to recognize clinical team members without disrupting their vital workflow.
That's the key, isn't it? Not adding another burden.
Right. Our mission here is to extract those vital nuggets of insight that make recognition meaningful and perfectly aligned with the unique, demanding rhythm of a clinical setting. Let's dive in.
Okay.
So when every second truly counts, where do we even begin with recognition? One thing that really jumped out at me from the material was the incredible power of, well, immediate and personal gestures.
Yes, those micro moments.
Exactly. This isn't about grand events. It's about these small moments of authentic validation that immediately reinforce positive behavior and make exhausted individuals feel seen when they need it most.
It cuts through the noise.
Think about it. Leaders can carry small portable thank you notes or maybe on-the-spot recognition cards, some even pre-printed with messages like, great job, or you make a difference.
Right. Quick and easy to deploy.
They can quickly jot a personal note and just hand it out during shift changes, maybe brief moments of downtime, or even on patient rounds. It's that immediate impact. And doesn't always need a physical card either. Simple verbal recognition is huge. Imagine a quick job well done during a huddle or patient round. Right there in front of their peers. It's so direct.
That public or semi-public element can be very powerful.
And beyond face-to-face, leaders can also send quick, personalized recognition emails, maybe to individuals, or even share with the entire team to highlight specific accomplishments or efforts.
What's so crucial about these seemingly small, efficient gestures is their direct psychological impact. You know, in a high-stakes, time-sensitive environment like a clinical floor, immediate recognition reinforces critical safety behaviors and best practices in real time. It tells someone, I see you and I appreciate what you just did, right when that action is most salient.
Right then and there.
Exactly. And this kind of validation, it can be a powerful stress reducer, especially when every moment counts. It makes individuals feel valued rather than just, you know, another cog in a machine.
That makes perfect sense about immediate impact. But I can imagine some leaders might worry it feels a bit too quick almost, tokenistic, if it's not backed up by deeper engagement. Is there a line here, or does the sheer immediacy override that concern in such a busy setting?
That's a really good point. I think the key is authenticity, not necessarily the length of the interaction.
Okay.
A quick, genuine thank you for a specific action delivered with sincerity is far more impactful than a delayed, generic one. And, well, it sets the stage for deeper engagement later.
Ah, so it's foundational.
Exactly. These aren't meant to be the only form of recognition, but they're incredibly effective foundational elements. They build trust and that sense of being valued in the moment.
I can see that. Okay, we've covered the power of words, the immediate gestures. Now, what about something a bit more tangible?
Right, the stuff.
Yeah. What small acts of gratitude can offer immediate relief, or maybe just a moment of respite in a demanding shift? Here, our material points to tangible tokens and convenient wellness support.
Things people can use or feel.
For instance, implementing a system of spot awards. This allows leaders to give on-the-spot recognition with small tokens like gift cards, vouchers for coffee or snacks, maybe some branded merchandise.
Little pick-me-ups.
Exactly. And for something a bit more dynamic, I really love the idea of a mobile appreciation station.
Oh, yeah, the cart idea.
Yeah. It's essentially a cart with small tokens like snacks, thank you notes, small gifts that leaders can literally wheel through clinical areas, offering quick gestures right where the team is working.
Bringing the mountain to Muhammad, sort of?
Kind of. And we're also seeing ideas like occasional breakfast or snack stations set up in break rooms or common areas, you know, places where team members can grab a quick bite.
And leaders can be present there too.
Right. Leaders can use these times to mingle, express gratitude, and maybe foster a bit of camaraderie. And then there's the broader concept of wellness initiatives.
That's a big one.
Like providing healthy snacks, arranging maybe some stress relief activities, or offering mindfulness sessions, showing appreciation in a more holistic way.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, these strategies aren't just perks. They're really vital buffers against burnout and moral injury,
which are huge issues in healthcare.
Exceptionally prevalent. Clinical roles involve long hours, high emotional labor, critical decisions. It takes a toll. So providing practical support, whether it's a quick coffee voucher or a moment of mindfulness, it signals that the organization understands and values their resilience.
It acknowledges the demand.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging the direct impact of physical and mental demands on clinical teams and offering practical support that can genuinely make their day a little bit better or easier, even for a moment. It shows appreciation by addressing their needs directly.
Okay, so we had the immediate words, the tangible tokens. But sometimes, though, recognition deserves a bigger stage, right?
Sure, when something really stands out.
How do leaders ensure those incredible efforts aren't just seen by a few, but actually celebrated widely? So we're exploring ways to really amplify recognition for a wider audience.
Flaming the word out.
Yeah. The material suggests utilizing hospital communication channels. Think bulletin boards, intranets, newsletters for public announcements, featuring accomplishments, positive patient feedback, major contributions.
Using existing channels.
And in today's world, that absolutely extends to social media shoutouts. Leveraging the organization's social media to highlight team members' achievements or uplifting stories. This not only recognizes individuals, but also showcases a positive work culture to the wider community.
Good point. It has an external impact, too.
Internally, digital shoutouts can use group messaging apps or internal social media platforms for quick public messages praising individuals.
More immediate, but still public within the org.
And, quite simply, quick huddles. Maybe it's shift, changes, or breaks. Just taking a minute to publicly acknowledge specific team members.
This raises an important question, though. How does public acknowledgement not only reinforce individual contributions, but also inspire and motivate the entire team?
Right, the ripple effect.
Yeah. When successes are celebrated openly, it definitely creates a sense of shared pride. It reinforces desired behaviors, and it can indeed encourage others to strive for similar excellence. It builds a collective positive energy.
But, I sense a but.
Well, yes. If not handled carefully, it could inadvertently create a sense of competition or maybe even resentment if some people feel consistently overlooked.
No, it's a fairness issue.
Exactly. The key is consistency and ensuring opportunities for public recognition are perceived as equitable. It needs careful management.
That's a fair point about the potential pitfalls, but
yeah.
The upside for morale and motivation sounds huge if done right. But recognition isn't just about what you give in the moment or who sees it, right? It's also about how you support and invest in someone's future and their well-being.
Moving beyond the immediate thank you.
Exactly. This brings us to deeper, longer-term forms of appreciation. Investing in the person.
Mm-hmm.
Think about offering flexible scheduling or maybe additional time off or even just extra breaks as a form of recognition for exceptional performance or going above and beyond.
Things that give back time or control.
Right. This demonstrates genuine value for work-life balance and truly acknowledges the team's needs, which are often stretched thin.
Hugely important in clinical settings.
Then there are professional development opportunities.
Yeah.
Providing chances for continuing education as recognition. It shows appreciation and invests in their future growth within the organization.
That's a powerful combination.
Or leadership shadowing, giving team members the chance to shadow leaders or maybe participate in leadership meetings. That provides valuable learning experiences and demonstrates trust in their potential.
Shows you see a future for them there.
And don't forget to celebrate milestones. Acknowledging work anniversaries, certifications, or other professional achievements during team meetings or gatherings. Simple but meaningful.
What's fascinating here is how these actions show appreciation by directly investing in an individual's growth and personal well-being.
Right. It's deeper.
In demanding professions like healthcare, where people often dedicate so much of their lives to their work, this kind of investment is often really deeply valued. It fosters profound loyalty and long-term engagement because it communicates that the organization sees and values them as whole individuals, not just, you know, cogs in a machine.
It's sending a strong message.
It says, we're not just grateful for what you do today. We're invested in who you are and who you want to become.
That's incredibly powerful, a true investment. Okay, our final category explores how recognition can become an ingrained part of the team dynamic itself.
Making it part of the culture.
Yes. What if the spirit of appreciation could flow not just from leaders, but among team members themselves?
Peer-to-peer.
Exactly. The material points to fostering a culture of peer-to-peer appreciation. This means establishing actual peer recognition programs, where team members can nominate colleagues for exemplary performance or just acts of kindness.
Empowering the team to recognize each other.
Yeah. This promotes a culture where positive behavior is noticed and celebrated from within. It could involve simple cards, maybe tokens for peer recognition.
Doesn't have to be complicated.
Not at all. And a less formal but equally powerful strategy is simply consistent leader presence and engagement. Just being present, being visible, engaging with the team, checking in, asking about challenges, and expressing gratitude, that in itself can be a profound form of recognition.
Visibility and genuine interest, it matters. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, a peer-to-peer system truly embeds appreciation into the daily fabric of the team. It helps create a self-sustaining, positive environment.
Self-sustaining, I like that.
When colleagues recognize each other, it builds incredibly strong bonds, it boosts psychological safety, and it reinforces a supportive culture from within. This is just invaluable in high-stress environments where that mutual support can be the difference between burnout and resilience.
Yeah.
It shifts appreciation from being only top-down to being truly integrated into the team's DNA.
What an incredible exploration. It's really clear that effective recognition in clinical settings isn't about throwing a huge party or, you know, massive bonuses all the time.
Not usually practical, anyway.
Right. It requires creativity, genuine intent, and consistency. These strategies show us that powerful appreciation doesn't have to disrupt workflow or operations. It's about being thoughtful and intentional, even in the busiest of moments.
Absolutely. And maybe that leads to a final thought. This raises an important question. In a world where healthcare demands so much, how might consistently implementing even just a few of these thoughtful, efficient recognition strategies truly transform a clinical team's resilience, their sense of purpose, and ultimately the quality of care they're able to provide?
That's a powerful question to leave folks with. Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We encourage you to reflect on these insights and consider how they might apply in your own contexts. Until next time.